Okay, welcome back. So in this video we're going to install the Sen Recorded to encoder. Now a couple of things that are really important. For this to work, the streamer and the encoder must be on the same server. So normally what you would do is just use the installer that will add these into two separate folders. If you have it on two different servers, then this will not work. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to my site. I'm going to access plugins. As you can see, I'm already logged in. So I'll just scroll down, click on plugins, and then I'm going to upload the plugin. This time I think I'll probably just do the drag and drop. So here it is, send recorded to encoder. So I just drag that on here. Wait for it to say move, like you can see on screen now, and release. Small file will upload really quick, as you saw. I can close this. I can come back to my plugins, and now I want to look for the send recorded to encoder. So let's just keep scrolling down, and hopefully I will find it. Here we go. So no additional steps at this point, so just enable it by turning on this toggle. And that is done. It does remind you here, the streamer and it does remind you that the streamer has to be on the same server as the encoder. So just remember that. It does have a help file here, which takes you to this, which just explains that if you want to record the output, then you need to add these lines into your config file here. So I'll just show you how that I've done that on mine. So I'll just copy that. I'll come down here. I'll paste this in. And I'll wait for that to load, and then what you'll see is I've added those lines just here. See, recorder, video, record all, record path, record notify on, record max size, etc. So that's done, so I can just exit out of there. And when you've done that, I would just check that yes, it does look like this, and then you just need to restart your web service. So let's do that as well. And that stops it. This should restart it. And then it's always a good idea to check the status. There we go, status. Now, you'll see, for instance, this has not restarted correctly. So I will just check that out. But you see the importance of just checking that to, you know, make sure everything's okay. Okay, so that was quickly fixed. So what I did was just restart it from here. And if I then show you the status, you can see it's running.